All right, welcome back.
Welcome back to Green Box Gaming Plays Delta Green Impossible Landscapes. My name is Joe. I will be your handler for this operation. I'm joined by my good friend, Jean.
You should have heard the language that came out of his mouth just 5 seconds before we started. It was rude. It was very startling.
Oh,
Ellen
yeah.
would have none of it.
Two.
Hi, Joe.
Ellen would be so disappointed. By Dace, playing Benji.
He really likes to... He just curses us mercilessly to get like this sort of vibe.
Off camera.
Like, that's how he... Some people do push-ups before a show, and he just... us. Dog cusses us.
Yeah, I'm trying to... I'm like the Gordon Ramsay of handlers. and, of course, Brad playing Hank.
He made me cry.
Listen, that's one of my crowning achievements, you know, is really cracking that shell, finding that that soft, gross boy underneath. That soft, diaper-wearing boy. That's right, I told the world. The world.
You're gonna make me cry again.
So, what's your brand? Depends?
Oh, Brad's.
Oh, me? You're talking to me?
Yeah.
I mean, let's be real. We all wear diapers to do this show because that's how committed we are.
Yeah, right. That's why we take a break.
No bathroom breaks.
We take a break in between to just freshen ourselves up.
Just sit here.
To powder our noses.
If you know what I'm saying. Guys, I had a question for you. I had a question for you that we were kind of talking about in the break time. You know, some movies and shows that we've been kind of watching lately. What is a movie, or maybe not a movie, maybe a movie, or maybe a band or something that you are really into that is a real hot take that other people just do not understand why you're into it? This came up because we were talking about movies, and one of Dace's favorite movies came up that I don't think is at the top of a lot of people's list. The Lighthouse.
It's a damn fine film. I'll fight you if you say otherwise.
Don't get me wrong. It's a great movie.
It's borderline Shakespeare.
Don't like watching it. A great movie. Not enjoyable.
So we know what Dace's one is. He's the target today's attack.
I've got more.
Well, that's what it reminded me of. What is one like besides The Lighthouse? And if you've seen The Lighthouse, maybe you'll love it. I don't know. Maybe it's just
that's
me.
A great movie.
What's your favorite scene from The Lighthouse?
Nope.
And
nope,
there's only one right answer.
Nope.
In today's
nope.
character assassination, I've got a different band topic for you, Joe. What's your biggest regret?
Oh boy.
Oh, okay. So I got this is a pretty good one. I went to I took a few classes in cinema, and this topic sort of came up like in classes, and I fucking love The Mummies with Brendan Fraser. The Mummy.
Oh,
the Mummy Returns.
Yeah, the Mummy. Yeah.
The 2000s ones, and that was sort of a hot take in the film crowd.
Well, was it because you were in a crowd that takes film very seriously? Was that the issue?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
But
they're not good movies. They were fun to watch, especially when they came out. You know,
I'd argue that they're great movies and culturally relevant, and I think they should have a spot in the thing in Washington where important stuff goes. You know,
monument.
The Smithsonian.
Wow. Yep, there we go.
I clearly don't know America.
No, well, what was, like, if there's one thing that the Mummy movies, or the first Mummy movies gave us, it is one of the best shitty, like, villain sidekick characters of all time, which is the...
Which one?
The like, the guy who joins the Mummy and, like, works
like
for him.
Coward.
Yeah, he's like a cowering, sniveling. Yeah. Like, he's the guy, like, on his way out, he tries to grab a bunch of gold and it gets him killed.
His big scene is when Imhotep is coming after him, and he's got all these different crosses from different religions. Yeah. And he just like goes through his shirt and holds up a cross and recites a prayer from that.
Yeah, he goes and he grabs a crucifix and he does like it's in Latin, and then he grabs like a Shinto one and starts going off in Japanese. And then he pulls out like, I guess he pulls out like the Star of David and talks, and that's the bit where the mummy's like, oh, the language of the slaves, because you know it's Jews,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. I can't believe you remember that.
Yeah.
That is good writing.
That is
fight
good.
Me.
That's
get at me.
It's a good scene.
It's a good scene. It's a hilarious scene. Like it's like whenever it's like again one of the best sniveling villain sidekick characters. You know, it's a bit character, but like it's good. Yeah.
Fuck, I think
you got anyone, John? You got any hot takes?
I think you've just given me my idea for my next character in Delta Green. Music from a Darkened Room.
It's gonna be that guy,
sniveling sidekick bad guy.
Yes,
that would be so fun to play.
Yes, okay. yes. Like, why is he even in Delta Green? Yeah. Like, it's just like.
Okay, I'll explore this. I don't know. No, I can't think of anything. Pass. Next question.
Because everyone, it's because Jean's tastes are so mainstream that he just,
he just agrees with everything.
Just everything.
That's the thing about Jean.
I think
Jean.
You're right.
Okay.
Well played.
You got anything, Brad?
I was thinking about it. What do y'all think, Joe and Dace, without embarrassing me too much? I'm sure there's something I like that y'all think is smut.
It's the Congo.
Congo, yes. Well, yes, that's my movie. Congo. Yeah,
I don't think I've seen Congo.
Congo is my mummy. You've never seen Congo? It's about a ape that knows sign language that takes a group of explorers into the heart of the Congo in Africa to find diamonds.
That sounds stupid as hell. Is this like a Sharknado style, like tier of movie?
No.
That's
it's
what
more
it sounds
serious
like.
Than that. It has some great scenes too.
It was made in all absolute earnesty. Like there's no tongue in cheek.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
And he's not even doing the description justice. It's been too long since I've seen it, but it is just so out there.
That's the premise. Like, it's not more out there. It's like
okay.
Well, you know, there was a time when we were in college where there was this bit. I don't know if you guys still do this, but like there was this bit where you guys especially loved. It was like right when Netflix like was first getting big, where you guys loved finding the worst rated movies on Netflix and sitting down to watch them.
That was Matt.
No,
that was all Matt.
Was it all Matt? Okay, that was all Matt.
We just indulged him.
I remember Rumpelstiltskin. Holy shit! What a terrible movie.
No, those are horrible. They're horrible.
That is bottom of the barrel.
That is bottom of the barrel.
If there's like Matt's knowledge of shitty TV and movies, he would be like a PhD if there was such a thing at this point.
I told him he needs to start like a blog of just reviews of shitty movies. Yeah. Like it would have been great.
You guys watch Stranger Than Fiction?
No.
The Will Ferrell one?
I want to say Seth Rogen. But maybe it's Will Ferrell. Maybe I haven't watched it either.
Dude, we got Tim Curry's in Congo. Ernie Hudson.
Tim Curry's been a
Bruce
lot of
Bruce Campbell's in it.
You know?
Man, it's a
You're not gonna win us over.
It is Will Ferrell. You're Will Ferrell. Yeah. Yeah, that's maybe my hot take. It's pretty vanilla. But nobody can relate. It's not mainstream enough for y'all.
That's just not nearly mainstream enough.
Be honest, I haven't seen it. I just know of it.
It makes me want to eat cookies while I'm watching movies.
What an odd instinct.
Oh my god. Okay, sorry.
Are you still talking about the Congo?
Congo is based off a novel by Michael Crichton. How do you say his name? Crichton, the Jurassic Park dude.
Yeah.
The more excited you are for it, Brad, the less excited I'm getting for
the
it.
More
it's the same writer as Jurassic Park. How can it be bad?
A hot take, not a fan of Jurassic Park. I don't think they're great movies.
Jurassic Park is one of the best.
Sorry,
there you go.
Sorry man.
The original one?
Really?
Even when I was a kid, I wasn't impressed. I was like, that's...
Wow, Joe.
That is a hot
Joe,
take.
Joe, did you skip the dinosaur phase of growing up? Like, did you just get like a rock? and then you coddled the rock. And you're like, I love rocks. Rocks are the best. Instead of every
other, I love rock.
Instead of every other child that is fascinated by dinosaurs.
We did, as kids, used to dig holes for fun, though.
We dug some really good holes, man.
But you didn't find dinosaurs. That's the problem. Had you found a dinosaur
bone? Well, we weren't looking. It's all about the joy of digging.
It's just the joy of digging, man. It's just the joy of making a big asshole. We were good at it, too.
I got
good times.
So good.
Good times.
No, I
had army-issue trench shovels.
Yeah, we had, like, old trenching tools. Like, they worked really well. I think my one that I think of is not, it's not a movie, it's a band who I was originally introduced by Dace.
Nickelback.
And everyone who I have shared.
My Chemical Romance.
No.
Oh, is it the French people?
The French
Who's
people.
Wearing purple?
Start wearing purple, wearing purple.
No, it's not. Wearing
Gogo Bordello.
No, it's probably Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah, which a lot of people who I have shared that with are like, what the fuck are you listening to? Like, it's really, just they it's like, never been received well.
They're like indie classic early 2000s. I think a lot of people like them.
I haven't thought about them in forever.
Yeah.
The Skin of My Yellow Country Teeth.
So good.
That's their banger.
I guess it's because his voice is kind of weird.
It's not a very typical voice, but like I remember like, when Gabby and I were dating, there's like a bit where like we were, we're like riding somewhere and she's like got her Spotify like in the car going. She's like, "Is there anything you want to hear?" I was like, "Yeah, let me hear a song called Details of the War by Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah," which is like, and like she played, she's like, "This band is weird." I was like, "Oh yeah, you should play Skin of My Yellow Country Teeth by them and hear that one too." And she was just like, "I don't want to listen to them anymore." And it was like, we were like really early in dating. And so like, this is her like,
wow.
Like,
that's
no.
A good filter.
No.
A pretty bold move on her part to just like completely shut you down that early.
But at the same time, like I've shared it with like a bunch of other people besides you, like that kind of music. And they're like, and people just like, that's too indie. It's too indie to be palatable.
Well, you haven't even scraped the surface.
Well, no, of course
bands,
I have.
Or at least songs Dace likes. Because I'm into weird music, and some of it's too weird for me.
Are you thinking of a particular example?
No.
Whatever it is, it's so extreme that he had to block out his camera to just say that.
What are you doing over there?
I've been listening to again. I haven't listened to in a while. Is The Knife.
The Knife is so good.
The Knife is good.
That's like
they still.
I don't even think that's a hot take. They're
that's
just
not
objectively good.
Yeah, The Knife is good.
They're weird.
They are odd,
but very good.
Are they? What are they? They're like Scandinavian or something.
I want to say, Iceland? No, Swedish. I think Swedish.
They're good though. They're really, really good.
Swedish.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, but you know, hey, speaking of taste and odd things, you guys just ran back into your good friend Charlie.
Welcome to Delta Green.
Welcome to Delta Green.
Like, this is for the audience.
Because we're talking about hot takes that will not be accepted well by other people. Let's talk about
us.
Let's talk about Greenbox Gaming and Delta Green Apostle Landscapes. Last time, you guys descended into the basement. Running after the sommelier. Benji had a little tiny little bit of a mental break.
It happened.
Which caused you to lose track of your quarry. And now you find yourself having a hard time exiting the basements as well. You guys had discovered a few things. You found a bunch of spelunking, kind of like digging, mining type equipment out here. You discovered the hotel's laundry room, and while you were there, kind of discovered the other side of an encounter that you had. I guess all in all, like in game, not that long ago, you know, for us playing it, it's been a while since we had that episode when you guys were at the Samahina home, keep in mind the Sammy Hina home. That was back in Chapter 2.
That was after our retirement.
The Sammy Hina home? Yes. This was in Chapter 2. This is in 2015. So in the game, not that much time has passed, honestly. But you know, this is you guys when you were investigating the Dorchester and you figured out something was weird with Esther Samihina. You know, and you while you were in her home, you thought you encountered her husband, which actually ended up being her wearing the Cloak of Truth, which has since been destroyed after it almost drove Benji insane. You know, after he slowly became somebody else. But you guys are now trying to exit the laundry room, and you have just run into your good old friend Guido Antonucci, also known as Charlie, the elevator operator, who appears to be entering his apartment underneath the hotel. So, that being said, my friends, what would you like to do? Would you like to slowly close the door and ignore Charlie? Just go back the other way? Just, nah.
What was it that we were trying to get from Charlie? Like we said, if we have tea, then...
Well, I think we are trying different avenues to find the labyrinth, and he seems to know about it as well. Okay. If I remember correctly.
He also sent us the doctor.
Yeah. Well,
yes. Yeah.
I'm not sure I want to see that guy again. I will have a few words about that doctor with Charlie.
Oh, speaking of that, what's your HP at?
Mine?
Yeah.
What's the right answer?
Double.
Yeah, do you want to go low 100, or do you want to go high?
It's 6 out of 15.
Okay. All right. 6 out of 15. Go ahead and take 2 hit points back.
Ooh.
What happened?
Well, I think that dude did something to me. I'm sorry.
Do I have to answer every one of your questions as the handler?
Yes. Is that what I it's just courteous.
I speculate. As a friend. This grim reaper of a doctor
handler
and handler visited me in the night, and I had to roll like a sandy or something. I can't remember, and I passed it, and nothing happened. So maybe this is. The mechanic is after
like residual effects.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you know, if you take a moment to kind of inspect yourself, you know, or maybe there's a bit where, you know, you had this wound from being shot, you know, it's like, you know, and maybe as you guys are going, you know, just like while in the laundry room or something, you know, it's so hot in here. Maybe it's like one of these things is kind of itchy and you kind of reach up and, cause I think you got shot in the back too, you know, or maybe even like you reach back there and you realize like, wow, that wound is, it's close right up.
Fellas, I don't know if you're familiar with this show called X-Men, but I think I'm Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Benji rams the pickaxe through Hank's chest.
My head.
This brawl.
Well, go on.
We gotta
heal
test it.
Up.
Heal it.
I'll be watching it.
All right. So, yeah. So Guido is
brute.
Et tu, Benji. But yeah. So Charlie is here in front of you. He has his keys out, like a little ring of keys, and he's got his little bellhop hat, kind of like under his arm. You know, it looks like he's kind of like off duty.
Charlie, is that you?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I see you found room 2. The second one.
That's a way of just.
Did you hear me calling?
I did.
And you just ignored our plea.
Find you?
No, I opened the door and looked for you, but I didn't see you.
Is your room always in the basement area?
Oh yeah, this is where everyone who works here's rooms are.
Did you say it's sunny in there?
No, I did not. Oh. If I did, it was a mistake.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's
okay.
Private, our lieutenant. I forgot your rank.
Private.
Oh,
private. Yes, we'd like to introduce you to a good friend of ours. He's really good at going.
Huh? He's already met
him in the elevator.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'd like to reintroduce you to Charlie.
Yeah, yeah, Charlie.
He just kind of nods. He's like, "Yep, sir." He's like, "Well, come on in. Let's go ahead and get the pot on and the tea you're brewing."
Christ almighty.
As much as that sounds good, I don't think we were coming through for tea right now, Charlie. We actually wanted to use the elevator to get up to Elmer.
Oh, well, I'm off work right now. So...
Well, is there someone else operating the elevator? Who operates in your absence?
Just me, I'm afraid. So...
Well, I don't know if
he's slowly easing into the room. Like, well,
what's the cucumber sandwich situation?
I'm afraid I don't have any refreshments, just tea. Just, yeah, it'd be nice to sit down with friends. Friends.
Nice almighty.
And have some tea.
All right, group huddle. Who wants
to? You know what? I'm in. I'm fucking in. After all this, I'm in. Charlie, let's do some tea.
You got any booze in there, Charlie?
I might. You'll probably have to roll something for it, but I might.
All right, I'm in.
And thank you for that doctor you sent up.
Oh, yes. I'm
feeling much better.
Yes.
Well, something about... Look, I guess we all walk into the room while, you know, we're talking.
Yeah, you do.
The
second that Lobolus crosses the threshold, the door slams mightily behind you all.
Okay.
He's in with us?
Well, yeah, of course, he's following you.
Okay,
Charlie,
just checking.
There's something strange about that doctor that you sent to me.
He's the best!
Well...
Okay. I can ask him to come back and undo whatever he did if you want.
No, but it seemed like it came at a price. I'm not really sure.
Well,
Charlie,
sorry about that. But he gave you a bill?
What? At least give me his name so I can address him by a actual name next time I see him.
Now, was he in your network, or do you have to pay out of pocket?
What? Are you on an HMO, or like what's? Is Andre?
Andre.
That's funny. I think I know him by a different name. Booer.
Well, I've heard him go by that, too.
What do you go by, Charlie?
Ah, Guido. Here, come sit down.
He turns the light on, and, you know, it was pretty dark in here at first. There was on, it looked like, you know, he turns the lights off, and, you know, when he leaves. But he turns the light on, and you guys... This is one of those moments where even in a Delta Green game, with everything you guys have been through, I want you to really put yourself in the shoes of your characters. Charlie, he's small, he's unassuming, you know, he's been kind of annoying this, you know, whole time about ST. He wants you to visit. He just seems lonely, really. He flips on the light, and hanging from every wall, from every vertical surface and on most of the horizontal surfaces as well, are about a foot to 2 foot tall handmade puppets hanging by their strings from every... It's like there are not even walls. They're just covered in...
Like real... Realistic puppets. Looking puppets are like
of varying degrees. Some
SP
of them
Street or what are we talking?
It's big fuzzy. Like no, they're like wooden, like kind of like marionettes. Oh, you know, okay. You know, of different designs. Some of the features are drawn in, you know, like so imagine just like click, the lights come on, and you guys are just surrounded by this, you know, and maybe even, you know, Hank, you turn and you're a little closer to one of the walls, and one of them is like right at eye level, and you see that its face has kind of been drawn in, looks like with like a ballpoint pen, you know, kind of roughly. You know, it's not bad work, it's not, you know, it's not good work, it's, it looks pretty amateur, but it is
so
all over. Why don't someone, Benedict, why don't you give me a luck roll? Let's see if your incredible luck holds out that you've had today.
Except for luck.
I was going to say, Charlie's... Oh, you got any hobbies?
Do you have any hobbies, Click?
That's a 20 under 50 luck.
Yeah. You look around and you are very surprised. Maybe there's one kind of hanging a little close to you, Benedict, you know, kind of like hanging from the ceiling. You look up and we were actually just talking about Jeremy recently, and you look up and see a little puppet that looks kind of like Jeremy. And Benji, you look over and see one of everyone that really stands out to you. This one looks to have meticulous effort put into it. Probably the most out of anyone in here. You see Abigail Wright in puppet form hanging there. As Charlie takes off his little bellhop coat. This is a bit big for him, you know, like, doesn't really fit, and he kind of like, you know, sets it down and folds it neatly and begins to kind of shuffle off toward what you assume is a kitchen. He's just kind of talking as he goes, "Well, it's so great to have you visit. I knew you'd find it. It's only the second one after all."
Benji walks over to the Abigail Wright doll and I'm gonna try to pick it up.
Yeah. You do. There's no problem. It's kind of sitting. It looks like there might be like an old piano in here, like one of those flat backed, not like a grand piano, but you know, like one of those pianos like shoved to the wall. And it's like sitting kind of in the middle, like on, you know, the keys are covered, but sitting there like very, very set up. You know, very like, you know, this is obviously one of his best works. Yeah, you pick it up, no problem.
Can I take it off the strings?
Oh, sure. Yeah. That's not an issue.
I'm going to pocket it.
Okay. You have a foot-tall puppet of Abigail Wright.
Hank kind of clocks what Benji's doing and tries to, you know, somewhat distract Charlie.
Yeah.
Even though he finds it odd, he just assumes, you know, Benji's kind of still a little bit out there.
He is.
Interesting hobby you got here, Charlie.
Oh, yes. I, you know, it's just a bit of a... My father was a toy maker, you see.
Geppetto.
No! good joke, though.
Hey!
Joking. Give him a joking.
Yeah, no joking.
Yes, I get
for
a
you.
Joking.
No.
We like to joke around, Charlie. It's just a casual ribbon.
Oh, yes.
From the boys.
Well, you know, it's something that keep me busy. I just, you know, I see so many people come and go, and you know, I like to remember them all, you know, and they, you know, not, you know, and there's a you know, he gets a little sad. He's like, you know, not many people talked to old Guido too much. No, you know, it's nice to have people around.
I bet you've been here a long time, huh, Charlie?
Oh, yeah. You know, and he comes kind of tottering out, and he's and there is like a small table there, and only one of the chairs is like
ready to be, you know, it's obvious that he is the only one who sits here very often. There's like a small table, and there are enough chairs for you guys. Or maybe there's only four chairs. Lobolus is just kind of standing there next to the door, just eyes wide. Anytime any of you guys look at him, he just kind of gives you that same kind of like shakes his head like no. Like he does not want to be here.
I can't. Charlie, this is a very interesting hobby to say the least, especially since we've seen some rather bigger versions of this roaming the halls.
When you puppets. Say, just as you say that, the platter with the tea goes on the table, but it goes down kind of hard.
You've seen them.
We all have.
Oh, yes.
You have, they seem to range from minding their own business to being downright hostile.
Oh, yes. They should be avoided. Left alone to their own devices. Roam the halls, the stairs. Rails in the ceiling. You can barely see them. Masterfully made.
Do you know who makes
your work?
I've heard whispers. Been here a long time, you see. A name. Ambrose. Ambrose.
Why don't we know that name, don't we?
That's not Garibaldi, right?
No.
Ambrose. No. What have we... Can you give us... Where have we heard that name before? I know we've heard it.
I'm struggling to remember it, too, but I think you have heard it.
What if I run... What if I hit an intelligence check? Then will you remember more, Joe?
I think Joe is running his own intelligence
check.
Joe
is struggling at his own intelligence check. There's
actually,
you've heard the name.
The name is... We just have a note that says Ambrose and nothing underneath it on the murder board.
Could you ping that?
No, I just put that there now.
You did? Okay.
No, I think you guys might have heard it before. I am struggling to recall.
Is he, run this, hotel of sorts?
No. I think he just makes the puppets.
Do his bidding.
I don't know if he controls them. I've heard he makes them. I think is all I've really heard. But you know, tell me a little bit about you. About you, Mr. Ellis. Hank Ellis. Tell me your story.
Well, there's not much to say, Charlie. We were running from something and found ourselves here. If I'm to be frank, we're trying to find a girl.
A girl?
An Abigail Wright.
Abigail Wright. Yeah, she was here.
He looks over towards the piano. He's like, oh, dear. Oh, must have... Oh, he kind of looks around. Oh, must have...
Benji has that same guilty face right now.
must have misplaced it. I saw she was here for a while.
Well, and Hank finds, you know, he's back. He's hot on his, you know, detective kick type situation. Was she... How long has it been since you saw her? I mean, was she in good health? Was she okay?
Time. I'm old. Time gets funny around here. In great shape. Fascinating. Mysterious girl. Beautiful. Beautiful girl. If I were 40 years younger. Yeah. But... What?
How old are you, Charlie?
Too old!
How long you been running these shafts, you old lift dog? You old button pusher?
You're running the shafts!
He's like, well, long time,
you know, and
I'm gonna go ahead and tell you right now, as you guys begin to talk to Charlie, to Guido, Antonucci, the hours while away. There is at one point in time where I imagine, you know, Benedict, you find yourself putting your teacup down and him and Charlie saying, let me freshen up the pot. And he goes to stand, and you realize that you're not sure how long you have been in this room.
And I don't need to urinate after all this tea.
Don't need to piss.
Charlie, when do you need to get back to your work?
Oh, well, I could. I've got the rest of the evening off. That's, you know, I just love entertaining friends. Friends. So good to have visitors.
As one friend to another.
And at this point in time, like, even, like, you know, Benji and Hank, you guys kind of, like, you're like, what, like, kind of shake out of it almost. Mm-hmm. Like, was he just boring? Was that...
Well, I feel we've been here quite a time, Charlie, already. As one friend to another, I do honestly appreciate you sending the doctor to our room. He's helping
out. That's what friends do, Hank.
Yes.
Can I call you Hank?
Sure. I don't know how to put this... the proper emphasis on this, but it is to the utmost important to us to find this girl Abigail. If you could point us in any direction. Now, we've heard rumors of a labyrinth. We think that might be one step of a dance, of a ballroom, I believe.
You're looking. Well, yes, of course you're looking for the labyrinth. Everyone's looking for the labyrinth, after all. I could show you the way. You are such good friends. There is something I would need help with first, though. Something that old Charlie can't do anymore, that, you know, some spry young fellows like yourselves would.
Oh, no.
Surely.
I think you may have got the wrong impression of us, Charlie.
We don't
this
swing
not
that way.
Not that kind of friendship.
Oh, no. I mean, no. Gentlemen, I'm from an older time. I don't even know what you're talking about. That's, the labyrinth, you say. I could help... I could show you the way. I could show you the entrance. You say you want to go to the dance?
Well, we have a... I'm going to be completely frank. We have a note from Abigail. And she lists off quite a few situations on there, or just words that we're trying to piece together. Hopefully it will lead us to her. And there's a dance... There's a party, there's a labyrinth. I mean, there's even a battle, a shadow, a lake.
I don't know about all that. It's just... Listen, You've been so kind to me, and... But you know, I do have other jobs I do besides just operate the elevator. If you could... Help me with that. I could probably show you the way to the entrance.
What'd you have in mind?
Well, we need ratters to clean out the vents. I used to crawl up in there, but my knees are just not what they used to be. You fellas, you seem spry and fit. Just shimmy right up in there and clean them out.
Don't you have anybody else helping you, Charlie?
No, no one wants to help. Oh, Guido, like I said, I mean, I don't get talked too much, fellas.
What?
So I could. We would. I might be inclined to help you, but. We're not too good with directions in this place, and it might be a while before we find you again. And I don't want to get in a situation where we do this and we can't find you, you know, to show us the way.
Well, I understand. I understand. You know, I could also, you know, you said you wanted to go to the dance. There is a ballroom. There is a ballroom. I could take you by there and maybe you could find your way from there, or... No, if you help me with this, you know, I think I could, it's a long way down to the entrance to the labyrinth. I mean, I could find my way.
How many linear feet of ductwork are we talking about? Like, how long is this going to take?
Ooh, I see. You're a man who knows your vents. Speaking in linear feet. That's,
And I'm just a humble musician and music PhD. I don't know why I would know that.
Well, it's not so much. It's just there's vermin. Vermin need to scare them off. Always scratching around in there.
Do they bite?
Yeah, they bite.
What if we caught a dog and just released it in the ducts? Would that tickle your pickle?
A dog wouldn't. Dog wouldn't do, I don't think.
What about a puppet monster truck?
You don't have that.
No, but you are a puppeteer, my friend. And you could manufacture a little monster truck puppet for me.
You're making us an RC racer.
In fact, I'd like to propose this very seriously, Guido.
That's dumb and you're dumb. That's...
I used to have a friend like you. And he was not dumb. He was not dumb.
He was not dumb.
Well, was he grave digger?
Let us discuss this for a second, Charlie.
John, please let me make a drink.
Let me go freshen up this pot.
Yes. All right, fellas.
Okay.
How I'm about on the so? Fence, so I
about
can,
grave digger.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah, that
we
too.
We all loved grave digger. Truly. But Benedict, I'm assuming you're not too fancy on this idea of going through the air ducts.
No, he's not telling us something. He's not telling us a lot.
Look, here's the thing. We already made a bargain with Elmer, and we already completed that, and he told us he'd show us the labyrinth, right?
We did.
That's true.
Maybe we should follow up on that before we start making more bargains.
True.
I mean, maybe not say no to Charlie. Just be like, yeah, we'll do it.
There's something I don't eventually. Like about that, Elmer, but... Charlie, come over here one more second before we...
Here we go. Got some
I
fresh
want
tea.
I want you to really think about this friend to friend because, frankly, Elmer's already... We already did something very risky for Elmer, and he said he would take us to the labyrinth.
Did you?
But...
Elmer doesn't know how to get there.
Really?
Well, he's been searching just like everybody else. Everyone's always searching. Sometimes you can find the place, sometimes you can't.
God damn it, I knew that piece of shit.
What did Elmer ask you to do?
Human, can I... Success. I want to really, truly, do I think Charlie really believes this?
Yeah, he does. He does, he's like, you know, what did he ask you to do exactly?
Usually you're like, can I roll a human? And the GM's like, yeah, go ahead. And Brad just like,
human,
fucking
success, human.
We had to fix a room for him, Charlie.
Oh, yeah,
like you're asking us to fix a vent.
8:30, I took you up there. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, that room, that...
And he kind of looks around at the puppets all around, still hanging. He's like,
that one, the puppet, the big one, in the purple. That one goes down to the labyrinth.
Ah...
It's Psalm.
Yeah, the sommelier.
Actually, I don't know if he would call it that, but he's like, yeah, that one.
Yeah, we were hot on its trail, but we...
You lost it.
Came up, yes.
That's regrettable. That's one of the only surefire ways to find it every time. Now, gentlemen, I'm not saying you can't find it on your own. It just might take a while. But again, you help out old Guido. But that being said, I will tell you, you know, if you want to go to the ballroom, I can take you there, but I don't know if that's what you're looking for.
What's the ballroom?
Well, I told him we were looking for a dance, and on the notes,
I think
it says
no,
a ballroom dance. Oh, gotcha.
What is the ballroom, Guido?
More puppets?
The purple puppet, the sommelier, does it ever go back to 8:30?
Well, I sort of
have a schedule.
Well, now that you mention it, you see, at some point in time, every night, all the puppets in the hotel reset. They all go back to where they start. And I think the one you're talking about, I think it might do the same thing. I only tell you this because you're such good friends. You came to see Guido. You sat down. You listened to my story. You know, and you
guys don't remember the story he told you.
He said, you know, you could give it a go.
How many people? If you could do this vent job by yourself, Guido, does it need all three?
Oh, just the one. Just one.
All four of us?
No, just one. Just
one.
We all look
as
at
we all turn to rule.
What kind of equipment do you usually take with you for this ratting job?
Something to beat the rats. I was gonna say to beat the rats off, but that's not. Just something to scare them, you know. It's dangerous up in there, you know.
I think we got just the man for the job.
Is this again? Like, does everyone's head turn towards the bullets?
Yep, everybody turns.
You're gonna have to convince him to do something like this. I'm just gonna tell you right now.
Let's make a decision Private. Right. Let's make a decision right here. Which direction do we want to try? The ballroom. Sit by the room and wait for the Somme to come back, or do this for Charlie.
Can we do both?
Which one do we want to do first?
Well, I also want to have a fucking reckoning with Elmer.
So which one do we...
Yeah.
Charlie, do you need the rats done right now? Or can we come back?
Well, it doesn't have to get done. It would be a real nice thing to do for a friend.
I totally agree with you.
All right. Hank slams his fist on the table. I'm going to say right now, fellas, we don't know how long we've been here. I'm starting to get worried that we might have been here too long, honestly. I say we go back to the room and try our luck with tracking down the Somme.
All right. As good a plan as any.
Okay.
Out of character, we could send Private Lobolus into the vents while we're at the room, hedge our bets, have two methods if something goes wrong.
I just feel like he's going to get in a situation again, and then he's either going to be dead, lost, or we're going to have to go in after him and do it anyway.
You know what? You're 100% right.
I think there's a chance we don't have to do it anyway. And I'm
so
I
you
want to
do the rat
chance.
You want to do the rats?
No. I want to send.
Yeah, but we gotta try to persuade him.
Oh, easy. Private, come here.
He's like right there. He's right there.
We have a cunning plan for you.
Yeah.
It's a critical persuade success. Wow. That's what this plan is.
He can't
That's
fail.
The last time they ever saw him.
Benedict.
Private.
Fail.
For king and country.
Wrong nation.
wrong country.
Something, it gets something in him, though.
He's like right. You say something, he's like, well, you know, if this is part of the mission, you know, I guess I could, it's just rats, right? It's
just rats. You're armed, right? Do you have a small firearm?
Yeah, he has. Well, he has, you know, he probably has a sidearm. He's like, yeah, I probably can't take my rifle in. I have my... He has 45 caliber pistol.
Do you have
just shoot a gun down the vent, and I'm sure that'll scare them.
It's a real little bunny foo-foo situation, brother. Just pick up them field mice and bop them on the head, you know what I mean?
Take your gun with you for that. Give them the old butt stroke.
Picking up a rat and a pistol.
Wow! It's like Fallout style. You just like hitting giant roaches and shooting them.
That was my first thought. This is a fucking level one Fallout. We're going to kill rad roaches.
All right.
Okay.
Our worst. Okay, I guess we're going with this.
All right.
Well, and then we can ask Guido to take us back up either to the room or to Elmer.
Yeah. Well, you know, Guido will, if you want him to take Lobolas and put him in the vents, he'll do that. Lobolas has agreed to it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is just me. We can do that, but I really don't, I want to find this labyrinth. So I think once we do this, assuming it turns out all right, he's going to take us to the labyrinth, hopefully.
Labyrinth to the ballroom. The labyrinth. Which did he say?
He said he can just take us to the ballroom regardless of anything, but I really want to go to the labyrinth.
So you got okay. So you guys are gonna run back up to 8:30? You're gonna try to?
No, I mean we're gonna send him in the vents.
Okay.
Yes, and then hopefully Charlie will be true to his word, and then try to either track down the psalm or he has some kind of insight to where the labyrinth is.
Gotcha.
Can we, Guido, that question about the linear feet, I don't do feet, but how large are these vents?
Oh, pretty extensive.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Will this rope fit in the vents?
Sure.
And my pickaxe.
I feel like a pickaxe would be too much.
I mean, the private is fitted out. He's got his miner hat on with the light. He's got a rope around him.
Yeah, I'm curious if we maybe need to attach this rope to him in case he shouts and there's problems. And,
I mean, sure.
Just yank him back.
It's just some of the guests have been complaining about noises up there, so we just want to... Oh. I mean, if you want to.
No. Oh.
How long do you think this is going to take the young private there?
It all depends on how excitable he is.
Oh no. We've made a grave mistake.
Alright. Let's try it.
Alright. Yeah, so you are going to send...
Let's do it.
You're going to send this guy. He has agreed to go. Are you going to tie a... You know, like a thing around him?
Yeah.
Let me ask him. Do you think he needs a roll of luck to see?
What are you rolling for?
Yeah, he wants a rope, I'd say.
Okay. Yeah, he'll take the rope and put it around like you know his waist or an ankle or something.
Neck.
His neck. And he will start. He like gets out his and. Guido will say, he's like, yeah, there's one out here in the hallway, you know, and then he takes you down in the hallway, like a small, like, I don't know, like kind of like a utility room kind of thing, with like a vent that's, you know, pretty high up, you know, but there's like some boxes, or you guys can help Lobolas out there. It's really just big enough for a person to crawl on their belly, in like Die Hard style, right? And Lobolas has got his pistol in one hand and his miner's hat on because you made him put it on, so he has a light.
Leave that other helmet with me.
He leaves his army helmet with you.
Or even like Alien when they send the android to go through the pipes and Aliens too, and it's like super claustrophobic and they're like,
right.
Fuck it, he'll do it. We'll stay
if you
this is exactly that
this is why I hate this is why everyone every GM hates to give NPCs, because this is what they do to them. They're like, oh, they're a resource, let's ring them out.
Now I'm not just ringing them out. I'm you know, Hank's already saved his ass once, and he's gonna give him a talk.
You don't need to sell it to me, man. You tell yourself whatever you need to sleep at night. Okay,
we're no longer spring chickens, man. Our joints are. Better than Charlie.
Yeah. All right.
He's the man
for the
job.
Charlie. We will pull you back as soon as we hear Meatball.
Naturally.
Yes. That's all right. Private the bolus.
So
gets you back home.
So he's gonna start crawling. He's gonna start crawling. You've got your rope around his ankle here. It's not too long, and he goes a long ass way. Okay? He goes a long ass way, and there's even a bit where you think he kind of maybe doubles back and goes down a different vent. You can kind of hear him, and like it gets to the point where his echoey, he's maybe kind of trying to talk back to you, and it's really hard to hear him. Because there's like air coming out of the vent, like mechanical sounds of fans and things like that. And it gets to the point where it's really hard to see him, or really hard to hear him. So, real quick, I'm going to start rolling some dice. We love that. We love dice, don't we? Mm-hmm. It's what we're here to do.
That you said dice.
Dice. Let's roll D100. Okay. 20. All right. So we got a 20. So that's good.
He kills 20 rats.
He kills 20 rats. So.
Your boy's a natural born ratter.
He's a natural born ratter.
Bam, bam, bam.
Well, you hear something, and you hear some scrabbling and banging, and then you hear definitely the sound of Lobolus yelling. And you do hear, blah, 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 blah. You hear several gunshots. Keep in mind, this guy's in a vent firing a .45 caliber handgun.
It's going to be loud.
It's going to be very hard on him. So let's take a look at this real quick. So that's a blam, blam, blam. There it goes off. And we are going to continue to hear this as that's an 11. That's a critical.
It's a critical success.
That's a critical. So we're going to roll this D8. Yes. There are a bunch of rolls. Are you guys pulling him back?
No. We're leaving him. Are you okay? Can he hear us?
You continue to hear screaming. As the rope is being kind of jerked back and forth.
Okay, no, pull him back. I'm just
gonna keep doing rolls.
Alright, let's pull
him
back.
Don't worry, Benedict. That's just his battle cry.
Pull him back.
Strength.
That's just what he does.
Pull it back. Can I roll strength?
Yeah, roll me some strength
let's
rolls.
All. Can we all roll?
Yeah, well, go ahead. I'm gonna keep rolling.
That's a failure.
Just steady rolling.
I'm gonna keep rolling.
Success for Hank.
Failure for Benji. Should we keep rolling strength if you?
We just keep rolling against.
Okay. So this is what happens. You guys pull back. You pull back and back and back and back. And lo and behold, Private Lobolus pops out. And when he does, he scrabbles backwards. His handgun is gone. He reeks of a mix between mildew, like water, like standing water, like gross mildewy smell, and death. His face is covered in what might be blood. Seems like a bit dark to be blood. And he is basically unresponsive.
Hank tries.
He's alive. Let me make it clear. He's alive.
Can I roll a psychotherapy to try to shake him out of it?
Private. Roll a psychotherapy.
Are you all right?
Let's see if you can
Failure.
Pull up. It's what you deserve. You son of a bitch. No, he is just mumbling, and you're not able to. Yeah, maybe if you put your ear next to his lips as he's mumbling, you just hear. He just sounds like,
I had to do it. I didn't want to do it.
Oh my god.
And
Let me try to talk him out of it as well. I've done this before. Out of my way, Hank.
Slap him. Okay, I'll give you one more.
Holy shit.
All right. Excellent.
Too cocky.
Yeah, you try to snap him out of it. You think you might snap him even further in, is what you think you might do. You get the feeling that you are not going to get Lobolas back anytime soon.
Right. What if Benji rolls a psychotherapy and he rolls a crit? Can we make that devil's bargain?
I'll make a bargain with you.
Okay.
If you do not get a critical success on this roll, on a psychotherapy roll, what's your psychotherapy, by the way?
14.
So you have a 2% chance of succeeding. You could either get a 1 or an 11. That's it. That's how you...
The sailors had worse odds than those that made it out of this.
Wait, what's the downside?
If you don't get this, consider Lobolas totally incapacitated and unable to join you any further. No. Something even worse happens. I'm going to say you've already lost Lobolas. Something even worse is going to happen that I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm going to write it down on this piece of paper.
Oh no. He's gonna get violent.
I wrote it down on the backside of this piece of paper. What are we thinking?
Benji, it's up to you. We could lose him forever if we don't snap him out of it now.
Damn it, Hank, he's already gone. Don't you see? Hollow eyes like a shark.
We gotta try, Benji. He's a man, a human being.
He's a human being. An American soldier, for Christ's sakes.
We didn't leave him behind, and we won't leave him behind.
Oh, that's a good point, Hank. Benedict was suspiciously quiet up until now.
We're doing this.
Alright. Alright, goddammit, I'll try.
There we go.
Come on. 2%. This is
the worst decision we've ever made.
Yeah, it is.
We can agree with that, right?
Yep.
Or the best. Right. Has yet to be seen.
Failure.
No wind, yeah.
86 all right, over 14.
I wrote down FFF/temporary insanity. FFF for fight, flight, freeze. So I'm now going to roll a D6 and determine whether or not he attempts to run away from you, if he shuts down, or if he attacks you. So it's gonna go. It's gonna go. It's in the order is in the book. It's gonna
be killed by our
NPC. It's gonna be flee, struggle, submit, in that order.
Well, we deserve it.
Here we go.
Fully deserve it.
So Benji was so
struggle.
Benji was talking to him, right?
Yep, that struggle.
Right. Rolling a D100. He got a 34.
From
the D4, he got a 1. What's going on here?
What is going on here? Let's see here real quick. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, nope, should be a D6. My bad. Okay. Before you guys realize what happens, he removes the K-Bar combat knife from his belt and stabs Benji.
Oh!
Fucking hell.
Oh, God.
His eyes are wild.
Hank,
he is
put him down.
Panicked.
Okay.
Do you want to dodge?
That's what I was going to say.
You do get a dodge.
Would you
like to use your dodge skill? Go ahead and roll your dodge skill.
I would love
skill.
To use my dodge skill, which I'm sure is astronomical. That's not bad, a 33.
1 in 3.
I mean, that's pretty bad, but... Yeah, failure. 36.
That's a good old fashioned stab. Why don't you go ahead and take 2 of those hit points that I rolled?
Okay.
Hank, seeing this, can he attempt unarmed combat to?
Benji just fucking screams.
I'd imagine.
So wait, are we entering?
Stab me.
Are we entering combat?
It might just be doing it once, but I think Hank would try to shove him down at the very least.
Hank's going to try to try to incapacitate him versus murder him.
Right, so unarmed combat.
Yeah, I would say that I think there might actually be something for this. An action where you can... a kind of attack where you can actually attempt to do that.
Is that just straight unarmed?
I would say that if you want to do that, if you want to use your unarmed skill to attempt to take him down or restrain him, I would say that you probably can. So go ahead. Go ahead and use that.
Two of us?
I would say you both can use an unarmed skill.
Okay. Hank got it.
Success.
Okay. So he's going to make, he's going to make an unarmed skill in an attempt to resist you. He's going to try to do that. So the way that it works is that you want to get, if he succeeds, you want a higher success. If he fails, you automatically succeed, right?
Okay.
So let's roll a D100 for him. A 15. Now that's a success, but by the rules of Delta Green, a higher success in an opposed thing actually wins. You are able to, we're going to say you were able to kind of, we'll say you were able to pin him, essentially.
Hey.
And I would say by the time you're pinned and you have two other people here, you can probably, we are going to make you do it. I assume the other two of you would like to get in there.
Tie him up with the rope.
Oh, wait, were you attempting to disarm him specifically?
No, I think Hank was just like... I think he would just try to knock him out, honestly.
Okay. So, if you have him pinned, then he... then basically these guys have like an advantage to attack him. Because pin is one of the combat actions in Delta Green. So... Is that what you're just going to try to continue to hold him down or maybe like choke him out or something?
Yeah.
He still has a knife. You need to know that.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So wait, is this combat order or what? How are we cycling?
We'll go ahead and we'll go into combat order at this point. So I believe that is... It's Benji, Hank, Benedict. It goes in that order. Okay, and this guy, where is he going to fall? Benji, what is your dexterity?
It is 14.
What is Benedict's?
12.
Okay, this guy's going to go after all of you guys. So, Benji, you first. You've been stabbed.
Oh, man.
And Hank has jumped on this guy and has like got him in like a hold.
Somebody take the knife.
There are two things that Benji would do in this situation, and I'm going to roll a D100.
Okay.
Let's see. Under, he does one thing. Over, he does another. It's just like reaction. Holy shit.
What's it do?
Rolled a 3 on a D100. Benji instinctually whips down the pickaxe on this.
Oh, you're carrying a pickaxe. God.
Just like panic, like adrenaline surging, instinctual, just get stabbed and fucking.
You know, if I had a pickaxe and someone stabbed me, I feel like I would also.
That seems fair.
Would you like to then? So you're making a melee weapon, I assume.
Sounds like it.
Okay. Make a melee weapons roll. Let's see what you get. You get a plus 20.
Oh, thank God. Failure.
You miss. and you do not hit anyone.
It hits right beside Hank and the dude's head, and Hank's just like...
Yeah, it like goes into the ground besides Hank's head, just like wham! Like sticks in the wood. Hank, your turn.
Unarmed combat.
Yeah, so you can attempt to...
I think Hank at this point...
You can attack. You can attack if you want.
He's going to try to incapacitate him, you know, because he sees it's getting kind of serious. He thinks this will happen quicker. Otherwise, he's just going to get killed by Pinchy. All
right, roll me an unarmed combat. You can take a plus 20 because you're like in an advantageous position because you have him pinned.
Success. 50 under 80.
A 50 under 80. So that's not a critical. If it was a critical success, I would have said that you could have like just choked. You got him in a position, you start choking him out right now. He goes down. You're just going to have to do damage to him, essentially.
Okay.
So go ahead and roll, I would say, using bare hands. It's a 1d4 minus 1. Wait, what's your strength?
15.
1d4 flat.
4.
You do straight up 4 damage to this guy. Okay. So that's actually a big hit on someone that you're like, you know, you're continuing to fight with them. You're like scrambling around. Maybe you give him like an elbow to the face or something like that. So he is going to, I believe, he's going to do a fight back. As you do this, he is going to he's going to like try to like slash out at you like as you're doing this, because this is like his response to you, and he can do this out of order. So
does he get a negative modifier because he's restrained?
I'm going to say so, just because of the situation. Let me find it here. Let me find fight back. This is the clunky bit where it shows how much or how little we know about this. So he is going to... he's going to roll his melee attack at you at a negative 20. He has a great, big, terrible fail. He completely flubs it. You're in a position where like the knife is just like nowhere near you. He's just like stabbing wildly. Benedict.
Can I unarmed combat to disarm him?
Yes, there is a specific disarm thing. Go ahead and roll it. Take a plus 20, yes. Using your unarmed combat skill.
That's a failure.
That's a failure. You are not able to get the knife from him.
Under 75.
He already used his turn to fight back. Back to Benji. Are you going to attempt to murder him with a pickaxe a second time?
Benji detects a certain feminine aura for a second. If he might not in fact be a woman. a valiant foe indeed.
Benji's having flashbacks to what's her name. He just sees me
with Michelle,
with Michelle.
Michelle.
Yeah.
The smell of pepper spray wafts through.
Benji is coming back to his senses from his momentary like reflex.
We should not have given you those bonuses. You're at a negative 20.
Oh, he's a negative 20.
Fuck, you're right. It wouldn't have mattered. Failed.
Yeah.
But okay, I'll take a negative 20 on a... I just wanted to strain him.
So this will be just a flat 20. It'll just be a flat roll because you have a plus 20 from Hank. So.
Okay.
So you're going to attempt to restrain him as well, like to assist Hank or to take away his weapon.
Yes. I think taking away his weapon would be more important. All right,
unarmed combat roll.
Unarmed combat. Damn, Benji's got a 56.
Does
that happen?
Huh.
Yeah. Flat roll.
Success.
156.
Okay. Yeah, you like drop the pickaxe and you go to try to... you like jump at the knife and try to rend it free. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so now he has no weapon. You managed to take the combat knife from him. Hank.
He's still struggling. He's gonna try the same thing. Unarmed.
Yep. Plus 20 still.
Success.
Success, give me a damage.
One.
He is fighting and struggling. He's frothing. At this point in time, he's calling you fucking Jerry and like you fucking Krauts and stuff like that. He thinks he's somewhere else fighting someone else. Benedict.
Same thing from me.
All right, beat the shit out of this guy.
Success.
There you go. Your poor NPC. All right, yeah. Give me that damage roll. Glee.
That's a 3 damage.
There is a moment where, you know, Benedict's a pretty big guy. Benedict, you are between the three of you. You were able to kind of mount, like, it's like a sandwich. Like Hank has him, like, from behind, like, not like a chokehold necessarily. Benji is, like, trying, like, just beating the shit out of him. And at some point in time, Benedict, you are, like, find yourself, like, it's Hank on the bottom, the bolus on top. With Hank on his, like, got his back, and you basically are in, like, in full mount, and you just start punching him in the face. And it takes about 3 or 4 of those before LaBolas goes limp.
Ooh, brutal.
Hank, very brutal. Charlie here this whole time.
Charlie has been standing here.
Just quietly watching us.
I'm not mad because this was fun, but Hank kind of pushes him off, and he's like, irritated at both of you. He's like, this is on you two. You wanted him to do this. And now look at him.
Yeah, he needed to. But we got the job done, Hank.
Whoa.
Okay. So, who wants to talk about some rules real quick?
Yeah, we're probably going to do some sanity because we did some violence.
Suffer violence. Stabbed, strangled, or shot. Benji, please give me a sanity roll.
Okay. I'm not done with this conversation, Hank.
As you guys beat this man.
Success.
0 sanity damage for Benji.
Yay.
He's been stabbed before. Alright, inflicting damage. So I think this probably falls under incapacitate or cripple and innocent.
He's a soldier.
Benedict, go ahead and roll that sanity check.
So I've got 2 ticks on adapted for violence.
Ooh, you passed this one. Or no, you need to take a little bit of damage without going insane, and then you're permanently immune.
All right. That's a success on sanity.
All right, you take 0.
In your face.
All right. You don't feel bad at all. You don't feel bad. Bad at all.
Hank, as... I don't feel bad at all. Charlie, look at me. We got the job done. You now you take us where we want to be.
Hank doesn't take anything.
No, Hank's fine. You guys are sitting... And by the way, like, I don't know if you guys have ever, like, wrestled, like, full on, as hard as you can, wrestled with another adult man. It is no fun. Like, it is... you all are exhausted. Like, in just that short bout, you guys are breathing hard. I imagine Hank is, like,
well, I think
dying.
That's part of it. Hank's, like, annoyed that he had to go through that, but also that we've... ruined another innocent person's life.
Okay, and Benji's gonna be like, you're as guilty as we are. You had made the decision just like we did. We could have easily just gone up to that room and waited...
I didn't want to, Benji. I did not want to. And he, like, just punches the wall in frustration.
You punch the wall in frustration. There's this moment where it's quiet, you know, and you hear, well, good job. I suppose. Well, better be getting on to that labyrinth, shouldn't we? And that is probably a good place to stop. Wow. Do you guys feel proud of what you've done?
Kind of.
Yep.
I'm just made quality entertainment.
I'm just glad I don't have to keep up with LaBolas anymore.
So what was happening in the vent? Are we ever going to know what was happening in the vent?
Should have gone in there yourself and seen it.
Nope, I'm perfectly fine not knowing. That's what I've learned.
Oh, man. All right. Everyone, thank you so much for joining us. A little bit of a crunchy combat situation. Crunchy, impromptu, unexpected combat there. He could have run, or he could have just collapsed, but I rolled for struggle, so he struggled. He attacked you.
And stabbed.
Yeah, and he's a stabby boy. Guys, thank you so much. Thank you for joining us. Thank you guys for joining me today. And everyone listening, everyone watching, thank you. I again want to thank some new patrons. I want to thank Patty. Let's see, Brian, Rachel, and Tim.
Brian, Rachel.
Thank you, guys.
Tim.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you
for supporting us. Hey, if you want to get those episodes a week early too, head on over to Patreon. It's just $3. It really helps us out. Pays our fees and whatnot. It's really handy. Tell a friend about us. Leave us a good review, you know, a like or whatever it is, wherever you're watching. And just know we love doing it. You guys make the process worth it. Gentlemen, thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you for joining me today.
Thanks, man.
For everyone, for those listening live or watching live and listening later, thank you so much for joining us. We will catch you next time. And as always, remember, everyone, please stay safe and stay sane. Bye.
Bye-bye.